Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 11, the Bible and prophecy. Tuesday, identifying the little horn. King Nebuchadnezzar had a vision. We have it here. The Austrian artist Maximilian Janscher painted these pieces of art for us. Thank you that you did this for us, Maximilian. Now another painting, piece of art of him. Daniel had a vision of four beasts. A lion with wings. Babylonia. Then a bear. Medo-Persia. Then a leopard with four heads. Greek. Greece. And then a dragon. It was horrible. Rome, the Roman Empire. And out of this Roman Empire, out of this dragon, 10 horns. And afterwards, 3 horns were gone. And another horn came up, and this horn we can see here, a very special horn. So a horn is power, and this horn had eyes and a mouth, and it came up out of the Roman Empire, and it persecuted the real followers of Christ, the Christians who were on Christ's side, and persecuted them. It's a religious power, being the mighty religious power. It's the papacy of the Roman Catholic Church. They wanted to rule in a way as a dictator. It's like a dictatorship. And anyone who is not willing to be within this religious kingdom, they were burned, killed. Here we see the power behind the papacy. The red dragon, which we find in the book of Revelation. And this red dragon, it did the following. Here we have Jan Hus being burned to ashes on the 6th of July, 1415, in Constance, at the border of the Baltic Sea, in the middle of Europe. It's on the border, Germany, Switzerland. It is the dragon, the devil. Devil gives the power to the papacy. It works for him. Because of this little power, so many martyrs in the Middle Ages were killed. Inquisition. did not allow any other denomination within their realm. You had to be Roman Catholic, otherwise you were dead. And when the Reformation started with Martin Luther, they wanted to burn him at once. But the German prince of Saxony, Frederick the Wise, he protected Luther. And he did not allow that Luther was sent to Rome. He would have been ash in a jiffy.